With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
You didn't watch Match of the Day?
I wasn't interested in watching Match of the Day, Matt, because I'm not interested in watching anything about that team. I'm not interested in knowing whether it was a red card or not when I know it was a red card. I'm sick of it. I saw it with my own eyes. I travelled to Brighton. I flew back this morning. Half day from work. Exhausted I am. So no, I'm not interested in watching Match of the Day about the Seagulls robbing us. And the library stadium they have. I've no interest in that whatsoever. They were there for the taking and we did nothing. We did absolutely nothing. And you want to talk about specific moments in the game. How about Danilo playing better than he did in the first and second half? Comes off. Sangare coming on. How about you do better as well? It's unacceptable. It's unacceptable. We shouldn't be near Luton, Sheffield United and Burnley. We shouldn't be near them. And we are. And even with the deduction, we should have stayed up. And I expect us to stay up still. I'm not happy. So no, I didn't watch Match of the Day. You ready for some Forest all over the world stuff, Matt?
Forest all over the place, you mean? Forest all over the place?
No, not Forest all over the place. Forest all over the world, okay? And here we go. We've got NFFC Ohio, who has said they had a new addition to the scarf tree at Derive. Derive is the brewing company. I think it's where they watch their games. They've got a big picture of all the scarves they've got up there. That's pretty cool, isn't it? NFFC Pittsburgh, who said it's been nearly a month without Forest flying home tonight / tomorrow during the game, that was during the Brighton game, would love the most boring 0-0 tomorrow. The next two are a must win. Well, we didn't get a 0-0, did we?
We got the boring bit right.
Yeah, you definitely got the boring bit right. We have a bloke in California, Martin, who says the manager got it wrong today. Changes midway through the second half made zero sense. I think he should have had us starting some of those players. I think everyone will talk about that later. But yeah, fair play out in California watching it. And then finally, we have a big picture of a flag from NFFC Avon and Bath and Bristol. So that's Bristol and Bath, sorry, NFFC Avon. They have a new flag up on the wall there, which is great for them. And that was great. We had Jan on Thursday actually talking about the new supporters group.
It was a great episode hearing what you and Jan had to say. Sorry to miss that.
You and I were at the game on Sunday. We managed to get tickets.
And what a privilege.
Yeah,
everything, like where Forest are at, and despite the game in particular and our current form, etc., etc., isn't it just brilliant to get to go to the games, as rare as it is? It's so, even when it's like that, I was thinking, you know what, I absolutely love match day and an away day as well in the Premier League, but even in the Championship, going to see Forest in the flesh, I'm like, it's so great, isn't it?
It is. And what was really great was it was you and your partner, me and my wife, and there was a moment in the middle of the game, even though we were absolutely shocking on the day and it was a terrible result, there was a moment in the middle of the game where it was just me and you. We'd come back from half time and you turned to me and went, "Well, where's Kim? Where's Kim?" And I went, "What? She's with Karina." And you went, "Oh, okay." And I went, "Just forget it. It's just us two right now. Just they're talking for 20 minutes inside. Let them go. Let them go." You know what I mean? And I just remember that moment thinking, just let them talk inside. We'll carry on watching the game, doing the beer and the football and the chanting and the shouting and the screaming. Do you know what I mean?
What, because we're men?
No, it was nothing to do with us being men. It was because you and I have an uncontrollable bond, believe it or not. And it's always next to each other watching Forest. And it's always more fun because we're close mates when
I know.
It's just me and
you
for a moment.
Note,
and also,
thinking,
shut up.
No, come on.
I wanted them to enjoy the game. I wanted them to enjoy the conversation they were having at halftime and enjoy the beer because the actual football was terrible. Right?
I did wonder, for anyone who has met Chris, which I know some of the people listening to this have, know him very well. I know some people listening to this now have had the pleasure of meeting you in real life. I also know, having been to the City Ground with you, that with a couple of the people that listen to this now, your voice is very notable and you've been identified, which is really cool. It's lovely to be noticed, for better or for worse. But you, mate, talking through that game, I was thinking, if anyone does listen to this, they're going to turn around and be like, can you shut up? It's like sitting with my mum during a film. The minute the credits come up, it's like chatting about this, chatting about that. And I was just pissing myself thinking, goodness me, Chris. You are one hell of a checker, like a football coach from the stands.
Do you want to know the honest truth? Do you want to know the honest truth is, right? You can say that to me, but you are one hell of a screamer. Because in the middle of the game, at one point, you said, slap the ref! Slap the ref! You get angry and you say outrageous things, and I'm like, shut up to you. So while you might think that I'm having a little natter to you, whisper in your ear, I was right, I told you. You're there screaming, slap the ref.
Yeah.
So I don't know who you think you are. Didn't that happen? Did it happen where one bloke from behind went, yeah, mate, you're right. And you went, don't tell him that.
That was it. A bloke was telling Chris here that he was right. And I was just like, please don't say that. Anyway, Chris, let's move on from our little anecdote.
Yeah, I know. We'll move on. Look, I'll tell you what.
Talk about the game.
I am going to talk about the game, but I want to tell you this because this is something I'm superstitious, as you know, and I swear to God, I was walking along the street early in Brighton, hungover after the night out, and a seagull swooped down next to me, flew past a bloke, and he went, oh, Jesus, oh, God. And I looked around, and he'd had food taken from his mouth and hold his mouth for ages because he'd been hit by the bird. And I just thought to myself, I turned to Karina, and I said, I hope this isn't a bad omen for the game. And I couldn't get it out of my head. And when me and you arrived in there and watched us start to play and watched our midfield crumble and saw even saw that we had no potency up front, that we were so incompetent at times at the back, giving away free kicks. Anyway, my point is, it was a bad omen for the game, and the game turned out to be not a robbery like a seagull, so to speak, what happened on the streets. But it turned out to be an absolute abysmal piece of dirt on the ground.
What I liked about our day, before it got quite sour pretty quick, we kept trying to believe it was all a good thing. We were like, okay, Origi and Wood, cool. And then, oh, wow, these guys are on the bench. And you were saying it. You were going, they're on the bench. I mean, it's insane. You go, it's cool. We got Dominguez, we got Gibbs White, we got, and you were like, and I was going, yeah, so that should be all right. But I remember going, are we 4-4-2? Are we playing 4-4-2? Like, what? I didn't care enough to sort of want the answer. I was just enjoying the away day. But it wasn't until about sort of 7 to 8, 9 minutes in, we started just going, this is shit, isn't it? This is really shit. And the rest is history. It was like, oh, okay. And that goal happened right in front of us. We were right with a mix of fans that were livid and screaming, thinking that we'd it wasn't a foul. That you then got a text message from someone watching it saying, oh, it was a foul. But then we've done a whole full circle and realised that we were right in the stands. Omar Bamadeli got the ball and kicked it. And that's what I remember seeing. I didn't actually see the own goal. I was like, oh my God, that was a mess. It happened right in front of us. I was too busy screaming about and getting angry, saying slap the ref probably because of the crap decision that went against us again. And Omar Bamadeli kicked the ball. And I saw and heard it. Do you know what I mean? And that's what I was sure. So when you were saying it was a foul, I was like, I don't think it was.
I didn't think it was a foul. When I first saw it, I thought it was a really good challenge. I went, oh, that's a great challenge. Then I messaged a few different groups and
it was a really good challenge.
What? That's what I thought when I saw it in real life. But I haven't had a chance to actually go back and watch it. But I imagine that there was because the nature of the messages coming through to me were, no, it was a foul. There must have been some contact before he got, I don't know. I'd have to actually watch the replay. I can't believe I haven't watched the replay. But I can tell you this, Matt, there's a lot of negativity running around in my mind, and I'm going to let it out. And yeah, I don't know. I just feel like we talk about the same things every week. The players aren't doing well enough. The coach's team selection isn't good enough. But the burning question is, should Forest be where they are this season? And where we are is in a really dangerous and bad place. And what's the reason for it? And I know last week and a few weeks before you were talking about the ownership and how you love Marinakis and how he's done so well for us. And sure, he rolled the dice last year and it worked, and we've got progressively better since he's been in with us. But I have a couple of burning questions for you, because I believe, and I want you to convince me why I'm wrong about this, but I believe someone in the club has botched up this season. Not someone specifically, but once it's either coaching staff, players, you know, ownership, something has happened. And I want you to debunk and convince me where the blame lies and why it doesn't lie with the ownership. Because, well, I have a laundry list of things I'll go through and you can respond to them, okay? And I want to talk about this. I know you don't like when I prepare stuff, but it's very simple stuff, okay?
Yeah, I mean, you started that speech with, I'm going to let off some negativity. You then went on to say, I'm going to ask you two questions, and now I'm expecting a list. So,
Your condescension reeks, by the way. first thing, the PSR oversight, right? Massive thing, all right? Yep, Premier League timelines and punishments are nonsense and ridiculous. Yep, we heard today that they're implementing new rules next year, and it's all nonsense. But within the restrictions of the old rules, regardless of how ridiculous I think the Premier League rules are and how they're not punishing Man City, because I talk about that all the time. I do. It was an oversight, right?
No, because
we knew we
could
potentially get a deduction.
At the time, they weren't...
You said
you're going to ask questions and I could try and
debunk it for me. Yeah, okay. Convince me.
At the time, the punishment of points deduction wasn't going to take place in the same year that it happened. That's a new... That came into place at the beginning after the notion was taken. They also, Forest, believed that they were having conversations with the Premier League, letting them know that this was happening, therefore it would be okay. So it's two reasons there to debunk your weird little thing you can't let go of.
Hang on a second. Surely then, when we go out to the independent commission or whatever, if we appeal, or surely when our lawyer presents that case, it'll be wiped clean. We knew there was a risk, right? Surely there was an element. I'm sorry, Matt, but there was an element of a risk not selling Brennan earlier, right? Am I right in saying that?
Yeah, but maybe they were risking going, you know what, and we'll take a points hit for the following season, like everyone else would normally have done.
But a points hit. Either way for Forest in the first three seasons is dangerous. Look at Leeds.
It's dangerous, but it's nowhere near it. Okay, let me ask you this. Would you take, say we get a points deduction, you can take them this season or next season, Chris, and you're the chairman. Choose. If there's no preference, then there's no preference.
I'd rather lose a little bit of cash in June and then not take the risk. And then
I've given you the ultimatum. You're getting a points deduction.
No, but there's not an ultimatum. There's no alternative. You had the choice to do that. Anyway, look, the problem with this conversation. No, Matt,
when
Matt,
I debunk
Matt,
it,
Matt,
extend
Matt,
the
Matt,
argument
Matt,
and turn
Matt,
it into
Matt,
something
Matt,
else.
Matt,
a little...
Matt! The problem with this conversation is you're leading me into an ultimatum of a various... I'm just talking about... I agree that the rules are ridiculous and that they were in conversation with the Premier League. And
right,
I've spoken
so
about
you've answered
all
your own
that.
Question then.
No, I haven't, because it's not...
Slam debunk yourself.
No, there is. No, because neutral fans will say to us, yeah, but you did kind of, you did oversight that, right? Because there is that. That's still a real thing. That happened. It's not like we didn't break the rules and then...
Have you seen the list of clubs that are going to be brought in line for the same thing? It's more than half the Premier League, mate. Stop obsessing over it. We've been completely unfairly screwed. Maranakis is, and so is Everton.
I'm sorry, mate. Everton aren't being unfairly screwed. Everton were unfairly screwed with for 10 points, and then they got some back, right? So the rules are ridiculous, and the timelines are ridiculous. But I'm saying to you, Matt, there was an oversight there. There was. There just was. Right? Next thing, Mangala. Just move on, because I'm not getting stuck
what,
at a point.
Because you said the end of your
you
sentence.
You know my feelings about the Premier League. I think it's ridiculous. You know I think the Premier League is ridiculous. But there was an oversight.
You know what? Don't have Maranakis. Have Fawaz Al-Hassawi, or have the guy at Sheffield United. Have someone else.
Matt, I caveated this with, I think he's made progress, but we're talking about this season. And this season, some problems have happened.
I still wouldn't change
a thing
that he's made. I still wouldn't change a thing that Maranakis has done.
You wouldn't change, what about, it's not necessarily Maranakis, but the club in general. You wouldn't change Mangala going in January. Because that's a problem. Because, Matt, when we were watching the Brighton game, you're going, why can't we pass the ball? And I told you plainly 3 months ago why it wouldn't happen. Because one of our most technical, best gifted players went on loan for 10 million. So we took 10 million to get rid of him for a really crucial part of a season. So should we have got rid of Mangala? Yes or no? Because I don't think we should
have. Someone.
That's a bad idea.
It was financial.
We didn't. It was 10 million. It was 10 million. Eventually, it might turn to 30, but right now it's just a loan. We could have sold him in the summer. So why don't you just tell me this? Why did we get rid of one of the most crucial players on the pitch for us at that point.
Because it's
in time.
Not simple.
And we're now
You're
seeing the problem.
It's so simple. No one would have wanted any of the others, and they had to offload and they had to bring some revenue in, I think. I don't think they got rid of them because they wanted
revenue
to
stay
the
in line with what with the next set of rules, which we could have sold in, because we're going to be selling players in somewhere anyway. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I mean, you
it's
don't
that wasn't
that,
in
Chris.
Line for
you
this.
You really don't know that. You're talking like such a you're such a Captain Hindsight of a fan right now. Stop whining. There are other things going on.
I just who do you blame for this season so far then? Because the season's gone awry. Who do you blame?
I think the players aren't as good as we think they are. And I think that also...
Oh, so hang on. So I'll stop you there. So the players that I told you weren't playing for Cooper and you said, well, I think that we can get a new manager and someone else. And then we got a new manager and the players aren't playing well. Do you agree we always right in that the whole time?
Whoa.
I told you from day one.
Whoa, you got to slow
these
down.
These players will let you down time and time again.
You got to slow down. I don't know what you're talking about right now. You just asked me a question and I gave you an answer. And now all I can hear is Cooper and do I agree with you? So,
I told you when Cooper went, I said the same thing I've said all along. I said, under Nuno, all these players will let you down time and time again. And you smiled and laughed at me and joked at me when we beat Newcastle and Man United. And I said, just wait for the time to go on.
Mate,
and
I they never wanted Cooper to again. Go. You can literally listen to
it's not about else. Cooper. I'm talking about the players. Like you said, I agree. I agreed the whole time. I said to you, these players will prove themselves incompetent.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think
and you said,
we got promoted and we quite rightly as a fan base got high as a kite on that adrenaline. And we've talked about it being like being drunk. I mean, we probably were very drunk on that Wembley day and many other days with it. But there was an air of being giddy and high on it all. And the Cooper relationship and staying up and all the whacka whacka and everything was just an amazing thing. That started to wane because that's what happens with time, with anything. And maybe it's revealing, maybe we had our beer goggles on, or metaphorical beer goggles on, and we thought some of these players were maybe better than they really are. Maybe there's a... Remember the talk that Danilo was wanted by people like Arsenal and Chelsea, then they said no, so we took him. I don't know how true that is, but there was something like that being said. Maybe there's a reason.
Danilo's a good player, he just hasn't been good this season.
What?
Yeah. Danilo's a good player, he just hasn't been great this season.
Well, yeah. Because he's clearly not consistent. Doesn't matter how young he is, because he's a professional footballer and he's either... There are people younger than him. Do you know what I mean? He's...
Let's get into the Brighton game. Let's just get into it, because it's just...
Well, you said you wanted to angle a list of questions at me.
I tried to angle a list of questions at you. I tried to ask
you didn't like
PSR
my answers.
Stuff, but in no way you don't blame anyone in the club for that at all. Okay.
No, I do.
I tried to angle the Mangala sale at you. You said it was the right thing to do, even though we were holding our midfield. And then
right thing.
I don't know
do.
What else to say.
You're so reductive. Yeah, of
it's of, not reductive. I
it
just
is.
Matt. It's not reductive.
It's so
I'm pointing out the problems. I'm pointing out some of the problems we face. The two biggest problems we face right now are we don't have the quality in midfield, right? And that's been proven time and time again. And we have a -6 coming our way. And you can say to me all you want, and I agree with you to a degree, that the Premier League are absolutely battering us and no one else. They're battering us and Everton and even Leicester potentially next year. And I don't think that's fair. And I think the rules are ridiculous. And I think the punishments and timelines are ridiculous. And I've said that many times. But there is a little bit of blame on our ownership or the people running the club who had an oversight to the old rules. There has to be.
Yeah, and there was
and
blame
if you don't see
on
that,
the other
I don't know
managers
what to tell
and owners
you.
When we couldn't get promoted before. I mean, blame for what? Trying.
No, but we had an opportunity to stay within the old rules and we didn't.
No, you
and
don't know that, though.
I feel like it was in the spirit
of place. You don't know.
But you're just going to blame the Premier League for the -6. Like, you're not 100% of the blame on them. I put 90%
of
the blame on
of
them.
A set of rules. That's what we're going to blame. For the points.
Yeah, but the rules were there. So we knew that they were there.
I blame our players. I blame the lack of...
Yeah, okay.
Ability.
Let's get out of this because you're just you actually have no understanding of what I'm trying to say. Like I look at Everton and I go, yeah, you can't. Like, it is the Premier League's fault, but there is some blame goes on you. You don't even do that with Forest. You don't go, yeah, there's a bit of an oversight up top. You don't do that at all. Like it's just
no. I think it was probably
I'm
deliberate.
Not blaming the owner.
I imagine it was deliberate,
10%.
Not oversight.
All right. Okay.
I think it was deliberate.
Yeah, I'm moving on. Let's get to the Brighton game.
It's good strategy in economics.
Yeah,
something
yeah.
way beyond
it's
the realm.
The strategy's not working. It's not.
No, it hasn't worked. It hasn't worked for many clubs, many teams. It certainly hasn't worked for Forest
the strategy
for decades.
Hasn't worked.
It hasn't worked for us in other ways for decades.
It's not working this season. It's not
working better than it ever worked before, mate. It's working better than it's ever worked before.
It was up until this season. Up until this season,
it's not sustainable. Better than it's ever worked before, Chris.
No, let's talk about the Brighton game. Again! Did we talk about it at all?
Yeah, a lot, mate. Well.
Yeah, well, I didn't like Nuno starting 11. I didn't like the fact that we didn't have our three most prominent.
You didn't say that at the time.
No, I said we have a lot of firepower off the bench, but I was confused. I thought maybe he was.
You were getting excited. You're like, this is great. This is smart. We're going to do this. They're going to bring them on in a second.
No, I never said that. No, I never said that. No, I didn't say that.
Anyone listening to this that did hear Chris's
loud voice. I didn't say that. And I can prove, I can actually fucking prove to you that I didn't say that. Because at the start of every game on Twitter, I always post something out questioning whether the team is good or bad. And I give the lineup thing and I say what's good and what's bad. All right? And I'll read it out for you now.
It says, don't, first look, because that's so tedious.
Elanga, Callum Hudson-Odoi, question mark, on the bench. So I actually questioned it online. Sangare's still on the bench. So I was like, why are we having them on the bench? So that was the first. Taiwo, I knew we were managing his load. We had Wood on. That's fine. So, yeah, I've literally proved you wrong.
Well done. You haven't, because...
I mean, who knows?
Who knows?
Nothing's worked recently, so it doesn't really matter. We've won one Premier League game in 8. And, by the way, the deduction has seriously messed with our heads, because since that's come in, we've won one Premier League game in 8. Form, not that we had any four before that, but we beat Man United, beat Newcastle, and then deduction happens, and we drop
one
form.
1-13, just for your little one in.
No, I'm not talking about Cooper. Yeah, well, Cooper also left us 5 points clear at the bottom, and then we're now 3 points clear, so that's not progress, is it?
All I can think about, Kenilworth Road, is us in the Championship against them when, was it Jed Spence or Zinkernagel? Someone got a really good goal and we got, there's no VAR, it was just we got a really fair, good goal ruled out at Kenilworth Road that Championship year. Do you remember? And I think it would have taken us into second or something like that. Do you remember?
Yeah, I remember that, yeah. It was
Spence
when Nathan,
scored
when Nathan
it or crossed
Jones
it. It
was
Spence
their
that
coach.
Was adjudged to have fouled or been offside or something, and it was completely, it's complete nonsense. But that's the thing. It's easier to get over that when it's refs making mistakes than when video referees ignore it. It's so ridiculous. And I guess corrupt isn't even the word. It's not as good as corrupt. It's so amateur and wank, VAR. It's just such a... And you know what? When I told you it was shit ages ago, and I've been saying it for months and years now, and you're just like, no, it'll get better.
Don't have a problem with VAR. I have a problem with the decisions that have been going against us for the last 8, 9, 10, 11 weeks. That's the problem. I have a problem that the VAR is not doing their job properly. I don't have a problem with them, you know, seeing the offside or seeing a foul that was a red card.
There's a fundamental issue if you're only choosing some of the rules to assist with. Do you not think that's flawed, just by definition?
Yeah, there probably is, but I think that...
It just is.
No, but what I'm saying is I don't want it gone completely. I'd rather it be here, but them use it properly, which
yeah, but,
they haven't been doing.
Okay, so that's hypothetical. I'm talking about what it actually is in reality now. And it's
It's not hypothetical. They can get better with it. There was a point where... this is one of those points where everything
seems
to have gone against us.
It's never been there to back up all the referees on all the rules. It's never been that. So it's constantly been a flawed idea.
So what do we agree on then?
Why are you trying to defend it?
What do we agree on? Actually, I've got a red hot take for you. Actually, no, I'll do that at the end. It's fine. It's not my red hot take.
Just to keep everyone listening. On the edge of your seats, guys. On the edge of your seats.
Luton game.
Luton game, it was after the Forest Focus got my hopes up, actually. It was a good message. I take it on board and I'm backing it. But I have to say, I've got weird memories. How many games have we played there in the Championship over the years? I've got miserable memories of playing them in the Championship at home. I feel like I don't know. It's the Rob Edwards, it's the tails up, it's got Blackpool written all over it, it's got Yeovil written all over it, it's got... all of the above. You know what my big concern as well is our players now, other than Ryan Yates, we need Championship-esque battle us to know what that ground is going to be like. When we had Cooper and at the beginning of this season, when all the big Prem teams were going, all the big pundits were going, oh, people are going to have to go Kenilworth Road, they're going to really struggle, all these big fancy clubs. I think, yeah, but Forest were recently playing them and clubs like them all the time. We should be fine, especially with Cooper. And actually, Nuno Espirito Santo, other than his spell with Wolves in the Premier League, I really hope he can tap into his successful championship managerial mind and somehow communicate that to our players. And like, let's just talk about our players that you think, let's just say yes or no to the players we think can handle what I'm talking about, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I said yeah.
Okay, so let's start about Matt Sells.
Handle what? What are you talking about? Handle the pressure. All of them can handle.
The nature of the championship.
All of them can, right? All of them can, because they've all played long enough in big games.
You mentioned the championship-esque brutality, mindset that needs to be applied.
It doesn't need to be applied. They need to be thinking like Premier League players. They need to be thinking like, we're better than this team, because I'll tell you right now, on our best day, we're better than their best day. I can guarantee you that. On our best day, we can go beat Newcastle 3-1 away, beat Man United 2-1 at home, close the deal away at Chelsea, beat Villa 2-0 at home. On our best day, we're betting Luton on their best day. I can guarantee you that. All we have to do is show up and go, we're a Premier League team. Forget the championship. Forget their little scrappiness in the middle of this stupid little pitch. We're better than them. Let's turn it up. Let's turn it up a notch. Because we can beat them. Whether we will or not, remains to be seen. But if you want me to list the players that we have on the pitch, you can potentially have that championship mentality. I don't want any of them to have a championship mentality. I want them to have a Premier League mentality and make sure we stay in the Premier League and beat them at the weekend. Okay? Does that answer your question? Name all of them and I'll say yes, 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 yes. Do you know what? Can I ask you a question? And this is more about the points and everything. This is going to sound absolutely ridiculous. Is a draw an okay result?
No. It's obviously better than losing, but it's not. We need to...
Yeah, but if we lose, we're in massive trouble, right? Like, yeah, we're, like if we
not,
lose,
it's
not
game
over.
It's not lose or draw, is it? It's lose, draw, or win.
I'm not asking you if you want to draw, okay? I'm asking you, if the game ended now, and it was 2-2, obviously we both want to win, right? And obviously we both definitely wouldn't want to lose. I'm asking you, if it was a draw now, would you go, well, I suppose we're still in it then. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you copy and paste that across the whole season, though. We want to win it, and we'll be disappointed if we don't. Full stop.
Right, but I asked you a question you didn't answer. That was a political answer.
Come on. If we draw, we'll be sort of grey and muted and like, oh, God, we're really in murky water here. Whereas if we win, I mean, blooming hell, this is like doing the ABCs.
You didn't answer the question.
No, I did answer the question. I literally spent time answering the question.
You didn't properly answer the question.
I did.
All right.
I just didn't give you the answer you wanted to hear.
No, I just want an answer. Yes or no.
I said.
I mean, no, so you did say no.
Yeah.
Then you did answer the question. Okay, you win.
Like a seagull in Brighton in the rain.
Just like the seagull. Doughty, Morris and Chong. Chong, last time we were there at the Luton game. Those three impressed me last time we saw them live, and I think they've still impressed me when I see them on the TV now. Obviously, they're missing a couple of players, they have a couple of injuries, but like, it's weird. We shouldn't be concerned about going to Luton. I mean, me and you weren't concerned going to Brighton. We were like, oh, we could probably get something there. And now we're going to Luton, and we're really concerned all of a sudden because there's so much jeopardy around, obviously, a deduction, around if we lose, we're behind. Do you know what I mean? Like,
mate, it's huge.
It's weird.
It's huge. Like, people have said, this is like a Wembley playoff final. It feels like that. I think some people will say it's not that important, but I've kind of got that excitement and anticipation about it. I'm like, flipping heck, I'm anxious and... I feel like it's nothing sure after the game either way, as we're saying, but I'm really pumped for it. I'm really pumped, and I really just hope, because the players didn't look up for the game against Brighton. They really didn't, and I don't think they did. There's too much, there's just such a lack of quality again. I mean, even when we were having our good spells, it was just like, oh, God. The players just look defeated and uninterested, and except for Gibbs. Like, Gibbs White giving the crowd the wave and stuff. I know that's good.
Well, he was talking about Yeah, I know. You were annoyed. You were annoyed at that. You were like, what do you mean, give us a lift? You guys give us a lift. I know.
Yeah,
I
well, we were already... I mean, I don't go to away games that often. I've been to a few. Where we were, it was a load of noise. We were going for it, for that drab performance. And it isn't in isolation. The fans have been brilliant. And I'm like, Gibbs White, we will cheer. We're doing our job. We're doing our bit. And we love you still. But you need stop asking for it. It's like, that's not how it works. That's a new thing.
I don't think he was asking for it. I think he was
it's
like,
it's a recent thing
on,
in the past few years that players, in fact, like, it's more like, I know, like, you can go back to the Pierce days, you get the odd fist pump, but it's becoming like, every time someone goes for a throw in, they're becoming like, maybe it's cool, it's connection and all that. But I think you've got to do your talking on the pitch and then ask for that. With the, you don't need to worry, Morgan. The Forest fans are here and we're gonna be here a long time and making a lot of noise a long time. Please do what you're capable of doing.
What do you think the score prediction is going to be? I'm going to give you... Let's just get straight into the score prediction here. What do you think it is?
I think we're going to win 3-1.
Oh, here we go. From your absolute...
It's going to be a mad party on Kenilworth Road.
Damn desperate
negativity. We're
going to
get loads of ridiculous refereeing decisions go our way. Like, insane. And Tyler
really?
Won
against
two goals.
Is that because Clattenburg was hired? Is that why we're going to get the decisions all of a sudden?
No.
You thinking
really
it's a good move?
You're like a, you're missing the
no,
point.
No, I think you're missing the point because it's either having no effect or the opposite. So, yeah.
Do you think things have to happen overnight? Go on. So are you predicting a loss? Are you predicting a loss?
No, I don't want to because it's not. It's,
so what are you predicting
the
then?
Be like,
go on,
you
coined
Chris.
It out of me.
What?
What's your prediction?
I'll just predict 2-2 draw. We're not going to win. There's no way we're going to win. I don't see us winning at Luton. I can see us hopefully scraping a 2-2 draw, and there being lots of drama in the game. That's what I predict.
I can imagine they're going to get a really annoying bobbly late goal. I just hope it's the only one they score.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think we're going to win. I'm going to change one to 3-2. Change one to 3-2.
Okay.
We go 1-0 down. We end up going ahead 3-1. And then in like 80-something, they get a second. And then we spend the last few minutes just like with the most sweat coming out of our orifices than you can imagine.
Let's say, I've got a red hot take for you from Chris in Dubai, okay? Yeah. And it is... we lose to Luton. Marinakis sacks Nuno and brings back Cooper for the run-in. I mean, that is some red hot take.
I was fantasizing about that.
I'm going to do a review corner. We're going to get out of here. All right?
Yeah. Say it. Thank the Lord.
We've got one from Edwin. I think Matt, a.k.a. the King, should join Marinakis on the pitch. Two members of Forest royalty side by side.
Oh, that is amazing.
We've got Matt Davies from Forest Focus said, enjoyed this. My wife wonders why they argue like a married couple, somewhat ironically. And then Dr. Will wrote, does this make me the marriage counsellor? So, yeah, that was quite funny. Good response.
Right, listen, Chris, it is time to go. Guys, if you've made it this far through the episode, thank you very much. Sorry for all the arguing. It's been lovely to have gone to the game at the weekend, despite the misery. Seagulls in the rain, wasn't it, Chris? We'll see you at Luton. We're going to beat them 3-1. Cheerio.
We'll hopefully draw 2-2. Take care. Follow us at Forest All Over on Instagram or at NFFC All Over on Twitter. Alternatively, go to forestallover.com. Let's hope for a win.
Sports Social Podcast Network.